know that you want to see me.
This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hammer Time. I'm your host, Brandon, and you're here to keep you up to date on everything Bellingham United FC. It's a little bit of a relaxing week this week. There is no midweek game, so some quiet times for Bellingham soccer, relatively at least, compared to the last few weeks have been booming with excitement. Last week I was actually taping the podcast on Wednesday afternoon, and it was right before Bellingham took on Coquitlam Metro Ford for the second time in 4 days. They had taken them on at Civic Stadium the Sunday previous to that, and of course I'm sure most of you remember that they beat Coquitlam Metro Ford 2-1 at Civic Stadium. So yeah, they went up to Coquitlam looking for a repeat of that scoreline, and actually they got just that. It was quiet to start out. Both teams were feeling out each other once again for the first 15 minutes. About 5 minutes later, Bellingham midfielder Sean Connor decided to test the waters a bit and try his luck on net. He did come up empty as Coquitlam's keeper made a huge save to keep the game scoreless. Just before the teams headed to the locker rooms, though, Coquitlam reversed what happened the Sunday before, and they actually took the lead going into the half, putting Bellingham on their heels coming into the second half. But only a few minutes into the second half, Oscar Jimenez played a beautiful ball to one of the new faces of Bellingham United, Caden Sowers, who netted the equalizer at the 50th minute. 12 minutes later, Bellingham's star striker, Kellen Brown, y'all know him, y'all love him, once again showed why he not only leads the league in goals, but also helps captain the team when he netted his 11th goal of the season and gave the Hammers a 2-1 lead. The goal also represented a new personal best for Kellen as he surpassed his 10-goal mark from last season, still with 4 regular season games remaining at that point. The goal stood as a game winner, keeping the Hammers undefeated on the road with only 1 road game left this season. With the win, Bellingham United FC remained in first place in the PCSL and improved their season record to 7-2-1, while Coquitlam fell to 3-3-2. The Silver Reef Hammer man of the match was Oscar Jimenez for that game. Just a few days later, though, Bellingham was back where we love to see them, at Civic Stadium, on Father's Day, actually, in a rematch of their 2013 season opener against Victoria United. I will refer to them as the Blues, since it's a little confusing. That is their nickname, and obviously Bellingham is also Bellingham United. So I'll refer to them as the Blues, which is their nickname. And they defeated the Blues by a score of 1-0 in Victoria to open up the season. Definitely looking to improve on that win, since both Victoria teams, I mentioned that last week, have had a little bit of a tough season. And that was just kind of crazy because they're very, very storied teams. Victoria Highlanders, who are actually sitting down at the bottom of the league with Estrella de Chile, that must be a real disappointment for them, as a lot of their guys play in the PDL at times, and they have a somewhat successful PDL squad, which is obviously a tier above PCSL. So they're having a little bit of a rough go. Bellingham wanted to capitalize on that. They came with a short bench, and which is always tough especially when you're traveling from the Big Island and Vancouver Island. So the first half started off a bit slow with a handful of some nitpicky fouls, as well as somewhat lethargic play from both sides. Maybe it was due to the wind. The wind was very, very strong and kind of swirling around the pitch. And sometimes when you have a wind that goes either from west to east or east to west at Civic Stadium, it benefits, you know, whoever is kicking into or with it in the first and second half. But it was really just whipping around Civic Stadium. I don't think it was really benefiting anyone. In fact, it probably just hindered everyone. But things finally did start to kick up during the 20th minute when Bellingham's goalkeeper, Leo Cohen, was called upon to make a huge save off of Victoria United corner kick. The brush with danger did seem to wake up the Hammers as they began to put the Blues on their heels shortly after. In the 38th minute, Kellen Brown looked to have the opening goal in the palm of his hands, but instead found the wide-open hands of Victoria's Steve Well, who robbed the league's leading goal scorer outright. In the process, though, he did seem to aggravate a nagging injury, which, as I mentioned earlier, Victoria traveled to the States with a shortened bench, so it left Well no choice but to play through whatever pain he might have been going through. In the 40th minute, Wild came out big once again, this time robbing Ty Hastings of his first goal of the season. However, just like in their last game against Coquitlam, the Hammers came through late in the first half, and this time one of the most brilliant ways the league has seen this season. Bellingham defender Chris Japson played a gorgeous ball up to a sprinting Oscar Jimenez, who proceeded to strike a missile mid-stride to the back of the net from 25 yards out. The volley was an absolute thing of beauty, and it put the Hammers up 1-0 heading into halftime. Lance Callaway, head coach, commented on that goal, and he told me, I didn't get a chance to get the recording, but he told me that it was, you know, you could find goals on EPL highlight reels that Oscar's goal could rival. It really was. I was sitting there watching it happen in a complete awe. An absolute gorgeous goal by Oscar Jimenez. That was a treat. For anybody who was at that game, an absolute treat. Congratulations to Oscar. I do believe it also led the supporters club for the Hammers to take away the nickname that he so terribly hates, the Flying Squirrel. So yes, rest in peace, Flying Squirrel moniker. Oscar has finally done enough to do away with that nickname. It's funny, too, because he actually was the collector's card that the organization handed out to fans coming into the game. And so he had one hell of a day to go along with that card. And on the back of the card, it mentions how much he hates the nickname, by the way, which is now gone. Getting back to action, though. The second half started off with a couple of substitutions for the Hammers. Goalkeeper Leo Cohen got to rest up while backup keeper Auden Schilder took over. And midfielder Rio Matsubara also checked in while Ty Hastings checked out for the early part of the second half. For those of you who don't know PCSL substitution rules, and you'll understand why I'm explaining this now later on in the podcast, it's similar to NCAA rules. So a player can come back into the game after checking out earlier on in the game. So, yeah, that'll become more clear why I'm mentioning that in a few minutes. After 60 minutes of play in the second half, the goal-scoring beast that is Kellen Brown brought his wrath down upon Canada once again when he struck home an insurance marker assisted by, that's right, Oscar Jimenez. The goal marked Brown's 12th of the season and increased his overall goal-scoring lead on Milad Mehrabi to 4 goals. And, of course, that goes without saying that he is still way on top of the PCSL's goal scorers. Things continued to go downhill for the Blues when Dom Colantonio was shown a second yellow card from center referee John Towers, resulting in a red card ejection, leaving Victoria to play with 10 men for the remaining 12 minutes in stoppage time. Victoria did happen to make things interesting, though, in the 84th minute when Cooper Berry managed to sneak a ball past Auden's shoulder to make it a 1-goal game. However, not even a minute later, Oscar Jimenez played a ball directly off the kickoff to Ty Hastings, who blasted a 3rd goal past Well and sealed a 5th straight win for Bellingham United FC. So off the bench, Ty Hastings, after being robbed in the first half, came in and put in his 1st goal of the season. And it was a beauty, too. All the goals were beauties. He blasted that goal in. So great, great, great win for Bellingham. It padded their lead in the PCSL and extends their undefeated streak to 6 games, dating back to May 29th when they had a draw with Estrella de Chile on the road. Good time to be a Hammer. I tell you what, they are playing some great football and just fun to be at these games and see them win. You know, it was a little bit of a slow start. I mean, it's so funny we consider it a slow start because they have 2 losses in the league. You know, I mean, that's extraordinarily good. But I think, you know, having that one non-league loss against Kitsap that was in the middle of those other 2 losses, it felt a lot worse than it actually was. And they were still playing great football. But, yeah, so there you have it. That's the recap on this week's passing. Like I said, no midweek game for them this week. But I did manage to catch up with Oscar Jimenez, the star and the hammer man of the match for a 2nd game in a row. I did manage to catch up with him as well as defender Chris Jepsen after the game to talk a little bit about how the season is going so far for Bellingham United. So here are those interviews. These post-game interviews are brought to you by TNT Signs and Promotional Products. When you go to a game at Civic Stadium and you see those beautiful field signs and that huge silver wreath advertisement across the pitch on the other side of the stadium, well, you know who made those? TNT Signs and Promotional Products in Ferndale, Washington. So if you need to promote your business with some signage or some promotional products, there's only one place to go. Visit www.tntpromotional.com. Tell them Brandon sent you. I'm here with Oscar Jimenez, who is the hammer man of the match today at this game against Victoria United. Oscar, you had probably one of the most beautiful goals of the season so far, that first goal from you. Talk us through that goal.
Well, it was a long through ball, and I saw that I had a step ahead of the guy, the center back, so I just sprinted it as hard as I could. And then it felt like that, you know, when ESPN kind of does replays and it's slow motion, that ball was bouncing and it just kind of slowed down for me and I just focused on it and then just, as soon as I hit it, I was like, that's in.
We all were. Yeah. I think we saw it and it was just a gorgeous goal. Beautiful, beautiful strike. Now, you also had a couple assists today. You were just on fire today. You ended up being named the man of the match. What was your card day, by the way, where they gave away cards to all the fans? Was it a special day for you?
Yeah, it was Father's Day. And I wanted to play good for my dad.
Awesome, Oscar. Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care. I'm here with Chris Jepson now, defender for Bellingham United FC. Chris, we're on a real roll right now. You're always a perennial guy out there on the back line. How have you felt about the season so far, and what's clicking right now?
I think just our team chemistry. I mean, we all get along so well. And you can see some of these other teams that we're playing against, you know, when we start moving it and they're chasing and we're scoring on them, they get pretty frustrated and start yelling at each other. And, you know, we all just get along so well that, you know, no matter what, we're always going to be positive, and I think that helps quite a bit.
Is it hard to keep focus when you take a team on like today where you beat them, you know, you beat them quite nicely in Victoria on their own turf, and then today they come in with a little bit of a depleted squad, in fact, quite a bit of a depleted squad. Does it hinder the focus at all?
It can, for sure. I mean, it shouldn't, though. You know, when we came out right away, we put them under a lot of pressure, and we almost had a chance, like, in the first 30 seconds. And there were definitely some points in the first half where it was kind of slow. And I think that was probably because they weren't really putting us under a whole lot of pressure. And it did get a little sloppy, but that's where we just have to, you know, find it within ourselves to motivate ourselves and, you know, put the work in to actually start playing the ball that we should be playing if we were under proper pressure.
Now you got three games left in the regular season, and you got a cross-border cup against Khalsa as well, and a home game against Khalsa. What's the outlook now for you on the rest of the season?
You know, just staying healthy, for sure, as the end of the season comes. You know, you start to see some numbers drop just with, you know, people going out of town for summer and just health issues. So just staying healthy and then staying motivated and focused and, you know, winning on the road. We're undefeated on the road, and we'd like to keep it that way, and then just win the rest of our home games, and we should be good to go.
All right, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Safe to say that there was a ton of smiles going around on Father's Day at Civic Stadium. I tell you what, there's no high in this world like winning, and boy, when you are on a roll like the Hammers are right now, it feels damn good. All right, well, last week I updated you all on the rest of the PCSL so you all have an idea of where Bellingham stands and who they're going to be playing and how those teams are doing, so I'm going to continue this week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Whatcom County Sheriff and Police Chiefs Association, an interagency collaborative effort by law enforcement executives to enhance public safety in Whatcom County. All right, so we know what happened with Bellingham. Now let's figure out what happened with the rest of the league. Going to bring up my trusty laptop and make sure that I have all my facts right. And if I ever don't, please feel free to correct me, everybody. It won't hurt my feelings for that long. All right, let's start off a day before Bellingham United took on Victoria United. On Saturday, there were three games on tap. Coquitlam Metro 4 took on Kamloops Heat, and they were looking to rebound after losing two straight to Bellingham. They do have a few games in hand against the rest of the league, but they haven't been doing a whole lot with them and continue to fail to make any ground, losing 1-0 to the Heat on a goal by Peter Longcar. They were last year's fourth place team as well, so looking a tiny bit shaky at the moment. Second game was Estrella de Chile against Victoria United, who also played while they were over here on the mainland against Estrella. And Victoria actually managed to win that game. Greg Fittick and Michael Bart getting the goals for Victoria, while Estrella de Chile had the one goal from Jonathan Poli. Estrella continues to dwell at the bottom of the cellar, not having a great first season in the league. Maybe they'll rebound next year. Who knows? But definitely right now, looking like their playoff hopes are pretty much over. In fact, I'm no mathematician, but I'm going to say I think their hopes are completely over. Vancouver Thunderbirds took on Khalsa Sporting Club. As you remember from the beginning of the season, Khalsa was red hot, blowing out opponents. Well, Vancouver Thunderbirds, after having a nearly undefeated season last season and winning the Challenge Cup, they were a little bit shaky to start off this season. However, they unloaded on Khalsa. 5 goals, and I will warn you guys, these names are some of the toughest I've ever had to read off on this show, so I apologize for murdering any of them. All right, the goal scored by Vancouver Thunderbirds, Paul Clerc, David Mashinchi, Kyungun Ji, Sean Einerson, and Devin Gunink. With the goals for Vancouver Thunderbirds, Kalsa's lone goal was scored by Reese Miles. So Milad Mehrabi not making any ground on Kellen Brown's league-leading goals. Kellen looking to be in very, very good shape for the last three games of the season. That was it for Saturday. On Sunday, though, while Bellingham United beat Victoria United 3-1, Kamloops Heat were back in action, and so were the Vancouver Thunderbirds. Vancouver, after unloading on Kalsa, came up empty against Kamloops. Oriol Torres, though, scored the lone goal of the game, giving the Kamloops Heat a 1-0 victory over Vancouver Thunderbirds. So some really crazy scores in there. Maybe it had to do with it being a loaded weekend for some of these teams, like the Vancouver Thunderbirds, who played twice. Victoria played twice. Kamloops played twice as well. But gosh, Kamloops Heat actually looking really, really good at the moment, beating both Coquitlam Metro Ford and Vancouver Thunderbirds this weekend. So Kamloops Heat might be the team, might be kind of the Bellingham of last year. You know, we snuck into those playoffs and you know, made some things happen at the end of the season. So congratulations to Kamloops on having a good ending to their season. Definitely look forward to see these final games coming through. On tap for this midweek is Coquitlam Metro Ford versus the Vancouver Thunderbirds. See how they can rebound from that loss to Kamloops. And Victoria United will be taking on the Victoria Highlanders at Brayfoot Park on the Big Island, Vancouver Island. And then we've got the Kennedy Cup next Saturday and Sunday, which the Bellingham Reserves will be going to. So let's hope they can make a statement, get us some silverware over there. I will keep you posted on that, as always. But now that we've got the scores out of the way, let's look at the standings. Bellingham United continues to lead the league at 25 points with 8 wins, 2 losses, and 1 draw. And who would have thought, not only was Kalsa shoved out of the first place spot by Bellingham, but now shoved out of the second place spot by the Kamloops Heat. Kamloops Heat also have 2 games in hand against Bellingham and have 6 wins, 2 losses, and 1 draw. So if they were to win their next 2 games, as I said, they have in hand against Bellingham, they would actually be tied for first place with an identical record. They have 19 points. Kalsa Sporting Club also has 2 games in hand against United with 5 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw, and 16 points. Rounding out the top 4 is Victoria United FC, who is hoping to get that final playoff spot if they continue to play some good football. Alright, so now that you know the standings, let's look at the top 10 goal scorers. Kellen Brown still leads the league with 12 goals, but he's got some new competition in second place, actually tied for second place. Oriol Torres from Kamloops, not only is his team doing a number on Kalsa right now in the standings, but he's doing a number on Milad Mehrabi, who looked to be Kellen Brown's only real threat at the goal-scoring title. But yeah, Oriol Torres and the Kamloops Heat are in top form right now and looking to have a spectacular finish to their 2013 season. Like I said, he has 8 goals, 4 behind Kellen Brown. Milad Mehrabi also has 8 goals. John Salentic of Kalsa Sporting Club has 4. Kyle Ferdahl of Kamloops Heat has 4. Reynolds Stewart of Vancouver Thunderbirds also has 4. And then Jake Gill of Kalsa Sporting Club, Milad Rahmadi of Kalsa Sporting Club, Kyle Halverson of the Kamloops Heat, and Pat Nelson of Victoria United round out the top 10 all with 3 goals. So Kellen, you know, 4 goal lead. Looks very, very good heading into these final games, but as we mentioned earlier, Kamloops Heat and Kalsa Sporting Club both do have 2 games in hand against Bellingham United, so I gotta hope that Kellen is gonna keep up that goal scoring. He scored 12 goals in 11 games. That is quite a damn good season. Kellen's next chance to extend his goal scoring streak will come this Sunday in Bellingham at Civic Stadium against Kalsa Sporting Club, where Milad Mehrabi will also be looking to close that 4-goal gap between him and Kellen. With that said, how about a preview to this week's game brought to you by Belcher Swanson Law Firm. Belcher Swanson Law Firm in Bellingham, Washington is a proud supporter of both Hammer Time Radio and Bellingham United FC. Find out more about them, visit www.belcherswanson.com. So as I said, your Hammers will be taking on Kalsa Sporting Club this weekend, and after a red-hot start to their season, they find themselves in third place, and although that still is a playoff spot, they can't be happy with the lack of productivity lately. Their 3-2 loss to Kamloops a couple weeks ago seemed to put some doubt into their mind, and after that, they lost to Bellingham on the road. And you gotta think that Bellingham is definitely a team with more momentum going into this game. Kalsa has dropped a few games, some that they shouldn't have dropped, and Bellingham just keeps on rolling, and they're feeling really, really good about themselves. It will be very, very interesting because, like I said, you have quite a few storylines. You have the Kellen Brown, Milad Mehrabi storyline. You have the fact that Bellingham, you know, kicked them out of the first place spot. So Khalsa will definitely have revenge on the brain, as a lot of these teams have coming into Bellingham, since Bellingham has been so good on the road. But from what I've seen, Bellingham's chemistry is second to none when it comes to the rest of the teams in this league. They get along very well. They play very well together. And there's not a lot of screaming going on. You know, and so I really feel Bellingham United is a very, very solid team heading into the end of the season. And, you know, hoping for a huge, huge win against Khalsa. It's funny because I was at the game this past weekend against Victoria United. And a few of the people who I talked to who had listened to the podcast, they seemed to really enjoy the last podcast because of my rant about Coquitlam and how much I love beating Coquitlam. I still do, by the way. I still very much love that we beat Coquitlam twice. That feeling is awesome. We beat them again on the road. I wish I would have made that road game, because I kind of would have loved to see their fans really, really distraught. I know I'm letting my extreme competitiveness get the best of me, but where would sports be without heroes and villains? And although I know that Coquitlam was probably heroes to their fans, to me, and I think I speak for a lot of Bellingham United FC fans, they are the villains to Bellingham, and to beat them twice was huge. The only thing that disappoints me about it is that now they seem to be on a skid, and I would love it if they would get back into the playoffs, because I really would love to beat them in the playoffs. So, in a roundabout way, I'm cheering for Coquitlam to have a better end of their season, just so that we can, you know, beat them in Coquitlam in the playoffs. But of course, if they're out of the playoffs, well, you know, that'll be very, very satisfying as well. I was talking to three of the fans who you'll see in the beer garden every week, and they're friends of mine, and they're the best hecklers around. Gable and Anton Breddy, and then Rob Breckenridge. And they were very, very satisfied by my verbal pummeling of Coquitlam. I hope we do the same to Khalsa. I'd love to beat Khalsa. I can't help but, you know, feel that they're rivals as well. Yeah, it's been mentioned a few times by the players and by the ownership and by coach. You know, it really is us against Canada. And, you know, I have Canadian background. Some of the players have a Canadian background. But that only makes the rivalry more intense, in my opinion. You know, I grew up watching USA hockey, and even though I got into hockey because of the Canadian in my background, it only made me want to beat Canada more, you know. And because you have your family up there who you talk to, and they're rooting for Canada, and you know, I live here. I live in the United States, and I love it when I can show that, hey, we can play it down here too. And so I think, you know, it comes to this league where you have a bunch of Canadian teams against one American team. Really, every team is our rival. I do believe Coquitlam is our biggest rival, just because there's a level of annoyance and maybe not personal hatred, but athletic hatred, if that's the right term, which is a different sort of hatred, because, you know, it's like the Sounders and the Timbers. You know, I hate Timbers fans. I hate the Timbers. Seahawks and the 49ers and the NFL, or gosh, even the Cowboys and Steelers, for that matter. You know, I hate the 49ers. I hate the Steelers. I hate the Cowboys. In baseball, I hate the Yankees, although who doesn't? I think people who are a big sports fan, like myself, they'll understand what I mean by that sort of hatred. And so I think Coquitlam carries that with us. But, you know, like I said, though, it is us against Canada. And so, obviously, I want to see Bellingham send Khalsa back to New Westminster, licking their wounds. So let's hope for that. It's going to be a great, great weekend. And you know what? The weather, I don't know how much control the owner of Bellingham United has over the weather, but I'm starting to believe it's a lot. So, Jeff, if you're listening to this, you have to explain this sometime. In fact, I should have you on the show soon. I don't believe, besides the one game, which I think was against Kitsap Pumas, maybe? Is that right? I don't know. There was, like, one game where we had rain before the match. But it went away by the time the match came out. I don't believe I remember a Bellingham United game last season or this season, besides a preseason game last year against Myerscough College where it was pouring, and that was, again, a preseason game in April. I don't recall a game where we have played in Bellingham in the rain. So, Jeff, I don't know what your secret is, but this forecast, let's hope it holds on. The forecast for this weekend also looks good. Sunday looking good, especially for game time. So let's hope that forecast holds. You all need to join us this weekend. We've only got a handful of games left this season, and you don't want to miss it. It's a fun, fun time at these Bellingham United FC games. So please come out, bring your friends. This weekend will also feature a vintage car show, and a ticket to the game gets you into that as well. So for those of you who are vintage car buffs, what a day for you. And so lots of great stuff. Teachers get in free. So if you have your proof that you're a teacher, you can also get into the game free. So do that. Watch some really, really great soccer. And let's cheer on our boys heading into the playoffs. Because, man, do they deserve it. They have had an outstanding season so far. That's about all I got for you guys this week. A very, very busy week for other soccer events, youth soccer events, and so a lot of the coaching staff and even some of the players who are involved with that, they're absolutely swamped this week. So I apologize for not being able to get as many interviews as I have in the past, but I'll look to make better on that in the future. Hopefully you still enjoyed the podcast, and as always, tell your friends to listen as well, especially if they're soccer fans. And they can find me on iTunes at Hammer Time Soccer. You just search that in iTunes, and hopefully it'll come up right away. And otherwise, though, if you have an Android or you're listening on the computer, definitely feel free to check out hammertimesoccer.podomatic.com. Thank you so much again for listening. I will see you at Civic Stadium. I know that you want to see me.